golden rule in dating and marriage is that you're going to make your decision and she's going to make her decision. You don't have to make her decision for her. If she thinks this is right and you think it's right, don't make the mistake that many people make of explaining to her why it's a mistake. Do you realize that I have this fault and that fault and other fault? I've seen guys destroy engagements that way and destroy where a guy is dating a girl and they're about to get engaged. And then he says to her, you know, I know everything's going good, but I'm not sure if you appreciate how little I know of Shas. She says, what do you mean? He says, well, I only finished this tractate and that tractate, and you know, when I learned it, I didn't really learn it that well, and you see how I daven, but maybe I don't you don't realize that sometimes I don't exactly focus when I'm davening, and he could scare the wits out of her, you know. He could go through all these speeches explaining to her all his faults. That's not your point, you know. Be honest with the person, but you don't have to come and explain them why they shouldn't marry you. I've seen girls do the same thing to guys. You know, you're super pious and I'm so impressed with you and me. Well, you know, sometimes I get upset and sometimes I don't have strength to get out of bed in the morning and I get up late and you could sit there and give a whole speech about all your faults and convince the guy not to marry you. And I've seen girls and guys do this. I don't know why our generation is into this. Don't do that.
Why our self-esteem is so low?
I don't know why.
No, is that the question you're saying?
I'm not sure it's self-esteem. I'm not sure it isn't something else.
We're an indecisive generation. But you should give full disclosure.
Full disclosure doesn't mean I have to discuss every single weakness I have.
But then you're not presenting it honestly. Then the person gets married and finds these things out very quickly and says, why do you tell me you're sleeping half the time? Why do you tell me? I would never have married you. You're lying to the person.
I don't know if I'm lying to the person. If I daven Shmona Esrei, do they have to know if I have kavana or not? They have to know.
That's what you're looking for in a partner, yeah.
I think that if they want to know, then they have to ask the question.
So how would you feel if after you had gotten married, you found out things about your wife that would have really said, you know, that's a warning bell. I really don't want this relationship. Then you've been taken in by her admitting that I don't do this, and I don't do that, and I don't really feel this way about this, and I'm not turning the computer on and shop, etc.
You're right. So I think there's a realm that has to be covered, meaning if one is going to turn on the computer on Shabbos and the other one is strictly observant, then you understand that that has to be discussed, a level of observance. But I think that there are... there are levels, there are degrees, and I think that people go to levels and degrees and also judge themselves unfavorably and are quick to look at their bad days and hurt themselves. I think that being honest doesn't mean that I have to flaunt every fault I have. Being honest is that I can portray myself as I am, and if there are things that interest her, I'll tell her. But let's take an example. I was once going with a date to the Kotel, and a woman, asked her for a donation. This happened a few times. And on one date, the girl didn't give the beggar. And afterwards, she said to me, you probably think I'm not a nice person because I didn't give the beggar. So I said, no, actually, I didn't give it too much thought. So she said, well, let me explain to you why I didn't give the beggar. Because I don't always give the beggar when they come to me on my way to the Kotel. And I didn't want to misrepresent myself that you think that I'm a girl that always gives the beggars when I go to the Kotel. So I figured if I don't always give, then I shouldn't try to show you like I'm a girl that always gives. So I think that's crazy. I'm sorry. If she would have given the beggar, I'm not dumb. I would have realized that maybe she's doing it to impress me. Maybe when she's not with me, either she does or she doesn't. And the same is true about me. I might have given the beggar to show her that, look, I'm giving. Because sometimes I really do give. That's a part of who I am. And sometimes I don't give. But to come and give me this whole speech, you know, I didn't give Because if I would have given, you would have thought that I always give. No, I wouldn't have. That's where people take it too far. She could have given and she could have not given. But to give this whole speech and to think it through so much, and I want to make sure that you understand that I don't always give. Come on, give me a break. We understand when we see someone that there's a certain element of being on better behavior on a date. And that's the way it should be. And I don't have to show up to the date with the filthy shirt, because sometimes I don't have my shirt perfectly clean. But I want you to see that. No, show up dressed nicely, and she'll already learn that sometimes you dress more nicely or less nicely. And if she doesn't understand that, then I'm sorry, she's dumb. That's not my problem. The assumption is that there are certain things that, you're going to show up to the date behaving more nicely. And if you discuss with me, do you think you should always give the paupers when you come to the kotel? We can discuss it, and I'll be honest. But if you've seen an act, I don't think you should assume that that's the way I always behave. So I went with her to the kotel. Does that mean I go every day to the kotel? Obviously not. And if I give a beggar, that I don't always give the beggars. And so on and so forth. Now, for a person to come and say, now let me explain to you, before we get engaged, I know you always saw me give the beggars, but I don't always do that. Or I know you saw me, I never give them, and sometimes I do give them. I think that's going too far. And I think our generation does go too far. Again, I've seen people scare the other party off in stages pre-engagement and post-engagement. And I fully respect the one who got scared off. If a girl shows up to you after engagement or before engagement and says, look, I know we're about to get engaged, but I'm not sure you appreciate how upset I can get. So, okay, you're scaring the guy. So the guy says, what do you mean? How angry can you get? And now you understand. You've dug yourself into a hole. Go dig yourself out. Well, you understand. Sometimes I yell at people. How often do you yell at people? When was the last time you yelled at someone? You never yelled at me. That's true, because you're nice. But sometimes, I do teach, and the kids sometimes do get me upset. Okay, now go dig yourself out of that hole. So I think people have to be a little bit wary. We don't have to go and spell out every little nuance of behavior that we have. And I think it stems from something wrong within us, that people feel like they have to go and tell the other party everything that's wrong about them. So you yell sometimes when you shouldn't yell. So do I. We all have our weaknesses. Say there. I don't think that's being dishonest. Part of dating is understanding, and points that are important to you, you should explore more. And if you want to discuss them, discuss them. And personality traits that are important to you should be discussed. And that's why dating shouldn't be done in a vacuum or in a sterile environment. Go around and have things happen as you go around. Go to the park. Go places where you'll meet people. If need be, take her to your friends for a Shabbos meal. If you have married friends, find a way to make the environment more happening. But I don't think we have to sit down and say, I'm not sure you realize what kind of bad person I really am. I don't think that's right. Yeah.
Also, perhaps in dating, she's a bit older, and perhaps it's like overlooking things. Perhaps, maybe, in order to get married, I mean, I guess it'd go either way. Perhaps later on, after marriage, you decide, this other thing is now important to her, but before, she should maybe overlook me.